We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah. Now we're up to the third chapter, the third Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, Shlosha she'achlu al shulchan echad ve'lo amchu alav divrei Torah. Three people ate on one table and they did not say words of Torah at the meal over the table. Ke'ilu achlu mezivchei metim. It's as though they ate from sacrifices of the dead, which is another way of saying it's as though they ate from sacrifices to idols. Shneimar, as the verse says, Ki kol shulchanot male'u ki tzo'a beli makom. The prophet describes their tables as being filled with vomit and excrement without space. And our sages understood it to mean beli makom, when there is no representation of the omnipresent. Makom could be an allusion to the Ribono Shel Olam. So when there's no representation of the omnipresent, because there are no Divrei Torah, so then it's as though the tables are filled with vial, as though the table where one is eating is an offering to an idol. Aval shelosha she'achelu al shulchan echad, ve'amiru alav Divrei Torah, but three people who ate over one table and spoke words of Torah over that table, Ke'ilu achelu mishulchano shel makom. It's as though they actually ate from the table of the omnipresent. Shneimar, as the verse says in Yechezkel, Vaydaber elai ze ha'shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. He spoke to me, and he said, "This is the table that is before Hashem." So, again, the Navi, the Mishnah understands it as though Vaydaber elai, when he spoke to me, words of Torah. So then, so that's like the table that's before Hashem when you speak Torah over it. So these are two drashot. They're not the literal meanings of the psukim. Rabbeinu Yonah explains. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shelosha she'achelu al shulchan echad ve'lo amiru alav divrei Torah, kilu achelu mezivchei metim, ratza lomar, ki kol shulchanot, harei en keilu malu tikrovet avodat kochavim shenechshevet ketzoah. When the verse says the tables are filled with vial, that's another way of saying that the tables, it's as though the tables are filled with an offering to an idol, which is termed in the prophet as tzoah. The prophet uses a vile term to describe it. He says the tables are filled with excrement. That's a way of degrading paganism. Lefi shelo amru alav divrei Torah. So, because they didn't speak words of Torah over the table, ki yeshivat shlosha anashim nikret chavura, shem mezamnim bebirkat hamazon. When you have three people in unison, so then three people is already a group. That's already a group that can unite to bench together to do zimun. Ben nitchaber lehen, ven divrei Torah beinehem. So one should not unite with them if there's no Torah between them. If people have banded together, so then it should be in the name of the Torah. Shiprikat ola Torah she'ochelin v'shotin v'nenim v'zchirat ha'Torah lo ta'ale al levavam oy lahem oy la'anatam. If they're eating and drinking, but Torah is not thought of by them, so then woe to them and woe to their pleasure. The meal should have that component. Torah has to be a part of the meal as well. Rashi quotes a custom that they used to learn a pasuk from Torah, from Nevi'im, and from Ketuvim at their meals. At each meal, they would learn a little bit of that. Aval shelosha she'achelu al shulchan echad ve'amiru alav divrei Torah. But if three people ate at one table and they did say words of Torah over that table, ke'ilu achelu meshulchano shel makom baruch hu, then it's as though they ate from the table of Hashem, blessed be He. As the verse says, Vaydaber elai ze ha'shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. Lishon Vaydaber hu prati. When we have the term Vaydaber and he spoke, that sounds personal. As you see, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe. Hashem speaks to Moshe. Shu prat al shehaya medaber el Moshe levado. When Hashem spoke to Moshe alone, so it has the term Vaydaber. Ukhsherotze ha'katuv la'asot ha'davar klal le'Moshe she'omar li'Yisrael k'tiv le'mor. When the verse says Vaydaber el Moshe Leimor, so then it's no longer personal. Vaydaber, he spoke to him. Leimor is he made it public. כי וידבר בפני עצמו ולא לאמור, הוא מפרש למשה לבדו ולא שישמעו אחרים. When you have the words וידבר alone, so then that's a personal conversation between the two of them. גם זה שנאמר וידבר אליי זה השולחן, so coming back to the Mishnah, if the two, but I would want that you save something for the latecomers. You should have, that's for the family. That's not,
and so.
It's fine, it's fine. It's perfect. Toda rabba. גם זה שנאמר וידבר אליי זה השולחן לשון וידבר ומפרט שזה השולחן הוא של מטה שלא תחשוב כי מפרט שזה השולחן של מעלה. The words וידבר אליי, he said to me, this is the table, is an indicator, this is the table people eat by down in the world below. ואף על פי שאינו ראייה לדבר זכר לדבר כמנהג רבותינו בכמה מקומות. And even though Rabbi Yonah says this doesn't prove it, but it's a way of remembering it. It's as though the pasuk's alluding to it. So that's what our sages do often. They quote a pasuk that alludes to a concept, even though the pasuk doesn't prove it. So this is this can be understood in different ways. You could understand when people sit down for a Shabbos meal, so then it's expected that there are words of Torah there. You could understand it that even if it's not the Shabbos meal, but if three people are sitting down and they're eating together, you have the lunchroom downstairs, very often people are sitting down, that's their time off when they sit down as a group and they eat. Comes the Mishnah and says, there should be Divrei Torah, there should be words of Torah there. Some people can only talk Torah if they prepare a Dvar Torah. They have this official speech, they have a thought they prepared to share with others. That's fine. I think it's also fine if people aspire to a table where the conversation is going to be Torah because that's what interests people. I'm not sure that that's less. To my mind, that's even more. There's a family that adopted me when I was a student here alone. So their family, where everyone is very Torah-oriented. And I always marveled how at their Shabbos table, everything that was discussed was Torah. It was insights on the parsha. It was questions they had from what they learned during the week. It was all Torah-oriented. And yet there was never that official moment where they said, can someone say a Dvar Torah on the parsha? The whole conversation throughout the table was Torah. After we saw that we were going to get engaged, or we got engaged. So I asked my wife if she minds coming to them for a Shabbos meal. I said, I want you to see what I aspire to. A table where there's no official moment of talking Torah, because the whole meal is Torah. So Chazal expected that Torah is such an integral part of our life that when we sit down for a meal, that's going to be a part of the meal. And Rashi quotes the custom, which I guess if one has to do it in such a manner, so then that's better than not doing it, you learn a little bit of Torah, a little bit of Navi, a little bit of Ksuvim. I have a friend, a Sfardi from Saloniki. He told me that is actually their custom, that he knows prophets from their Shabbos table, because whenever the family would get together for a meal, said every meal they would actually learn a little bit of Torah, a little bit of prophets, a little bit of writings, a little bit of Ksuvim. Rav Eliyahu Kitov wrote the book Sefer HaTodah, the book of our heritage. He wrote the book The Jew and His Home, Yishu Beito. So he instituted a custom in his home that on Shabbos the family reads the parasha. So everyone reads a pasuk. He read a pasuk, his wife read a pasuk, his daughter read a pasuk, his son read a pasuk. And this way you go around the table and slowly you run through the parasha, and it happens to be a Sfardi way of doing things. If you visit the ancient Sfardi shuls, you'll see that after davening in the morning, very often they'll sit down as a group and they'll go through the parasha. Each one reads a pasuk. And there's something very pleasant about reading through the parasha where you only read a pasuk at a time. There's something about the ability to listen to someone else read a pasuk. You absorb it differently. And you you also share the value. Very often, we know we share values, but the idea that we sit down and read the parasha together, I read a pasuk, you read a pasuk, he reads a pasuk, the next person reads a pasuk, it's going around the table. So this is something which in ancient times was done very often. This is how they would learn Mishnayot by heart. They'd sit around in a circle and go through Mishnayot. The Sephardim till today, they read Torah that way. In the Yemenite shuls, very often they have learning after davening, and that's the way the learning goes. Just like their Psukei Dezimcha, they go around the shul and different people read them. There's something very beautiful about that. They say that when the Yemenites were brought to Israel, so learning Mishnayot was so much a part of their social experience as a community that even though many of the youth stopped keeping Shabbat, you could see groups of youth sitting together Shabbos afternoon, smoking, with the radio on in the background, and they'd sit down in a circle, and one by one they'd recite Mishnayot by heart. So they weren't observing Shabbos, they were smoking on Shabbos, but this was so much a part of them that this was what they did Shabbos afternoon. They'd sit down and read through Mishnayot, recite Mishnayot by heart. This idea that Rashi quotes, going around and saying psukim, it's something to think about as we build our own homes. If necessary, a person should take the time on Thursday or Friday and go online and get a nice Dvar Torah for the Friday night meal, a nice Dvar Torah for the Shabbos day meal. If we don't yet have that table where Torah is naturally the discourse at the table, we should at least have something to add to the table, a thought to get the talking going in the direction of Torah. Very often the rabbi's speech will incorporate a Dvar Torah that you should be able to quote at the Shabbos table. But I don't think a person has to rely on that. Today it's easy. You go online, you find the right website that resonates with you. After a little bit of research, you'll see that it's not hard work. There are many, many websites that will give you a Dvar Torah for the Shabbos table. So the table should be a table of Torah, and that's our responsibility. You know, the kids, their nature is they're going to run around and discuss what happened in school, and maybe they'll drag the conversation to politics. We're the parents. It's our responsibility to guide it to Torah. So that's, the Mishnah reminds us the importance of having Torah at the table when we sit down to eat.